us to be here? Is it good for us to be here? Give me some sound here. Come on, is it good for us to be here? Welcome somebody by your side. It's good to see you today. It is good for us to be here. It is good for us to be here. I'm so happy to see you today. I'm so excited to see you today. Please be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! I'm so happy to be in church today. Come on. Are you really happy? All right. Well, when we fellowship together, it's not about the song. It's not just about the song or the dancing or the music or the choirs. Sometimes they could do their own thing. But it's about the fact that we are together and we are in the presence of God. I mean, it's beautiful that we can come into His presence and maybe we have thoughts and burdens and things in our hearts, but we can actually come to His presence. And in His presence, somehow, you know it, like I know it, that you become lighter. These are just beautiful in His presence. At this time, in this very moment, this very hour, your life is beautiful. You know that now. And so you say, but what about when I go out? I know. Don't worry, I'm not running away. So you have this beauty. And guess what the Lord wants us to do? Take this beauty, take this peace, take this freedom we have right now, and take it into our week as we go. So we should learn to take it. Right? It's not just to come to experience God and to love God, but I think and to just enjoy this presence, but to take this presence with us. Maybe we'll take a teaching, we'll take a word, we'll take a prayer, we'll take something with us, and then we'll go through our week. It makes our week more beautiful also. I don't know if I have people in church, but that's the idea. That's the idea. You say, but there are things waiting for me outside on Monday, on Tuesday. I know. That's why we came to take something today. And I pray for you today that you take something away. That this beauty and this peace and this joy and this lightness, you will take it away into your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then you will experience the peace and the joy of God in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on, I want everybody to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'll be sharing with you today the prayer habits of a smart believer. The prayer habits of a smart believer. We started some weeks ago talking about the good habits of a smart believer. You know, and I spent 2 weeks, 2 hours talking about the Word of God and how it is important for us to read the Bible, how it is important for us to actually spend time reading the Bible before we move into meditating upon the Word of God, before we move into studying the Bible. But we must begin by reading the Word of God. And that is a good, it's a habit you need to develop. And I believe, and I'm hoping, I know, it's my hope, it's my sincere hope that that Word really got to you and that you have begun to actually read the Bible. Come on. And you don't give me the yes sir so I can move on. Or it's really yes sir. I'm reading the Bible now. Come on. I'm reading now. I mean, I told you, just read a little here, read a little here. And then we have the Navigator's Bible plan, reading Bible plan. And we said we'll give it to you for free. You read every day, read 30 days. You say, I missed today. You take again, just continue. Just read. I didn't say study. I didn't even say understand the whole thing. Just read the Bible. Just be reading. And you see Jesus. And you start off on the book of John, and you're reading Jesus went here, and Jesus did that, and this happened in that man's life. I think this begins to happen to you. I mean, this things should happen in my life too, and I'm going to change. So, I believe God that as you begin to read the Bible, just begin to change your heart, your motives, your desires just begin to change. You know how it happens, but it just begins to happen. And if you miss those messages, I mean, I had 2 weeks. I was off last week, and Pastor Faith was here preaching and sharing with you. I believe you were blessed last week. She talked about how you have to seize your life. Just seize your life and own it. You know, it's not my own, so I don't care. Now, government work. So, alas, they can do what they like, government work. But your life is not government work. Your life is your work. Come on. And so you should take your life seriously. Own it. I said, this is my life. And then only. I mean, that's just a powerful message. Just a great thing to hear. I believe you were blessed last week. So I did 2 weeks of the word. She did that, own your life. I'm coming back to these simple good habits of a smart believer. And I want to talk about prayer habits. Prayer habits. And so we talk about reading the Bible, but the next habit I believe that you should have is to pray. The challenge is the devil has so much defeated the believers that we miss the point. We miss the point because let me first of all define what habit is. I think it's going to be beautiful when we see this, and I can begin to share with you. The habit is a usual way of behaving, something that a person does in a regular and repeated way. That is what a habit is. It's a usual way of behaving. It is something that a person does in a regular and repeated way. A constant, almost automatic practice acquired by frequent repetition. It's a constant, almost automatic practice acquired by frequent repetition. It is something that a person does in a regular and repeated way. It is a usual way of behaving. That's a habit. So it's like reading my Bible is a habit. It's usual to me. It's normal for me to read my Bible. Come on. That's what we're talking about. It should be normal to read the Bible. It should be usual. It should be a way of reading. You should not be reading Bible and it looks like you are a super spiritual someone. You're like, I read Bible. I've been reading Bible. It's not like someone is not eating ever. No. There's this guy. Remember, I don't know. You know him. Now you guys are young. You guys are Gen Zs, Gen Ws, Gen X, Gen L, Gens. No, but there's this guy that we used to know. I mean, he sang a song. It's Bright Chimezie or something. He sang a song and he was eating fufu or I think then aku, and he was eating it. And he said the white men, they were looking at him and like, you are committing suicide. If you know the song, that song, that's Bright Chimezie. Yes. So you see them. Gen X, Gen A, Gen W. Bright Chimney said, yeah. He said, you are committing suicide there because he was eating apple and they were just swallowing the thing. Have you seen somebody swallowing something you know cannot pass? Come on. You cut like this. No. I eat apple, but I can't eat that lump. And so the guy says, it's that. But for him, it was a habit. Does a habit. That's how it is. And that's how, I mean, this is also not the white man. They'll take, they'll cut him. Delicious. Guys, you guys are not serious. I mean, you go out to an eatery and you're eating this, and they give you fork and knife and spoon to eat eba. I'm like, are you guys serious? See, don't go and form that thing. Wash your hand. Tell them to bring bowl. Wash your hand. That is not my habit. My habits, come on. My habits, the usual thing, the way I behave is to wash my hand and go into this matter. All right, you know what the habit is now. It's some, the way you do it. You're not going to fall for somebody at dinner. It's just the way you go. And so when you're reading your Bible and someone looks at you and say, you be pastor, you're like, I read my Bible all the time. That's normal. You know they read Bible as in, like, something's wrong with you. I don't know, because it's normal. I think you're not eating. And somebody says, no, it's not. You know, if you see a Nigerian and he says, I know they eat apple, you're like, something's wrong with you. Now, if you want to, no, please, your pastor said this. I'm Nigerian, grew up, you are for me. Guy, you they lie. Guy, say, no, I tell you, they lie. You know, it's a bad. Say, no, they lie is for me. It's you that has a problem. Me that I'm eating apple, nothing's wrong with me. So, come on. So you're reading Bible and somebody is looking like, this is just the part you they don't tell you, pastor, like, guy, reading Bible is a habit and you should have it. Just read. He said, but I know you understand. Now you are coming, you are from what pastor? Just say, read. Say, hey, but you want to, you want to understand? Jesus came to Capernaum. Now say that. He now healed a blind man. Bartimaeus came and said, have mercy on me. You don't understand now. He said, Jesus said, what do you want? He said, and I may see. And Jesus touched him and his eyes were open. You don't understand that. So don't tell me you don't understand now. You can understand it. Just read it as a habit. And now we're talking about prayer. But let's look at David. I want to show you David, how David went to habit in Psalm 119 and verse number 164. Psalm 119 and verse number 164. Alright. Psalm 119, can we read it up there? 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. You see that there? This is David having a habit. This is a habit. I'm not trying to show you David. I know we say praise here. But he says, 7 times a day do I praise thee because of thy righteous judgments. It's a habit. He says, I'm doing this thing. I do it regularly. It's not a prayer Sunday, African prayer Sunday. I don't have a problem with that. And I'm going to go into that matter. He says, 7 times a day. I don't have anything against African praise day or African praise night. Please don't. Some people just take something and just get angry. Don't get up. I'm trying to say, David says, I praise God 7 times a day. He makes it like a habit. Praising God is not something I reserve. I don't reserve it. I do it regularly. Like some of you say, I can't go without eating corn. Come on. And like my wife, I don't know how somebody, it's a habit. Once there is corn season, I don't eat corn. I really don't. I can eat corn. No, when I say I don't, sometimes people make the mistake. I take everything in moderation. But she takes corn and then she takes the worst part of it. The worst part of corn is pear. When I'm coming back from work, sometimes I don't drive, she drives, so I walk and pass through the market. Because of love of wife, I buy pear. It's a habit. She buys pear like pear. You just put it in hot water and then finish. It's not ice cream. It's not biscuits. It's not chocolate. It's not a sweet. It's not a cake. I don't understand. I mean, that she doesn't take a habit. She can do that several times a day. That's like something she does. It's not like a special something. It's something she does regularly. That's what David said. David said 7 times a day I praise God. Means I'll do this stuff, then I'll say, oh, Father, I give you praise. Oh, it's 2 o'clock, then I praise God. It's like a habit. It's not a special something. That's what you see there. Something you do, regular way of behaving. It's a habit. Are you here? 7 times a day, I just go ahead and I praise God. And we're talking about prayer. And I said, I'm talking about the Bible reading. I'm going back there again, and now I'm talking about prayer. Prayer should be, for us, a habit. It should be, like in the case of Jesus, and I'm going to look at Jesus. We're going to look at Jesus a lot today. In the case of Jesus, I know you don't have all the scriptures, so you have to take this one and go flip there fast. You get there fast. In the case of Jesus, we'll see, I'm going to show you in Luke chapter number 22. Let's look at Jesus particularly. In Luke chapter number 22 and verse number 39. Please, can you flip there quickly? Luke chapter number 22. I think for Jesus, we're going to see a habit. In Luke chapter number 22, I want us to look at Jesus, but we're going to look at somebody else, look at a lot of people, but I want to try and see if I can do this. I don't know if I can do it in 1 week. Remember, your response is always key to the way I preach, to how many hours I preach. If you respond very well, we finish it. If you respond and looking at me, we can take some more time. 22:39. Luke 22 and verse number 39. Can you go the previous verse? This is jumping in. I just want to see if we get the previous verse. And they said, Lord, and he was talking about, this was before he was betrayed. And so, and they said, Lord, behold, he had 2 swords. And he said unto them, it's enough, let's go. He knew it was useless, but that's enough. 2 swords are enough. 5 is enough. 1 is enough. The real thing is what I'm going to do now. Next verse. And in the next verse, okay, and he came out and went as he was wont to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples also followed him. I don't know, I know this is the King James. As he was wont, everybody will know the meaning. It means as his custom was. That is, as he often did. Can we flip translation? Alright, can you do something else? So you see, it's not just me making it up. Help with that. New King James. Okay. New King James says, coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. He was accustomed. Is it that there? So Jesus has a prayer custom. He was always going there. Again, this is nice, but he had a prayer place. The Mount of Olives was his prayer place. And Bible says as he was accustomed. So it was not strange. Jesus had a prayer custom. He was always going there. He was going there now, and I'm going to share with you, this is tricky, but get my point. He was going there now again. He was going to pray as his custom was. There was something on the horizon. He was about to be betrayed and about to go to the cross. He went to the place of prayer as usual. Many of us, we only come to the place of prayer when there's a situation. Come on. When there's a situation, we begin to pray. Prayer is not a custom. It is when there's a problem. Come on. For some of us, prayer is an occasion. It's not just a matter of a problem. It's also an occasion. You can say there's a situation. Come on. There's a situation. There is an occasion. And the third one, just nice one, there's a fluctuation. I'll give you all three. The situation is there's a problem. Please, I need prayer. Then you go, Pastor, can I come and pray in church for 5 hours? I want to sleep. You pray. When the situation finishes, finish. Occasion, that situation. Occasion is when now we are organizing prayer and fasting. Pastor, anytime we are praying and fasting, I used to join. That's occasion. That's not situation. You are joining us in the occasion of our prayer. Right? Then fluctuation. The last one is fluctuation. Come on, blah, 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 blah. I feel like praying. There's a prayer fluctuation. The mood. There's a mood. You don't use mood to eat. We don't use mood to do everything, but we use mood to pray. Then start praying. Oh, sure, I'm praying now. Why not? Well, I'm not trying to look for anybody's trouble. I'm trying to preach. It will fluctuate. And when you are in that place, suddenly the mood comes upon you. And if I start doing that, now all of you begin to get the mood of prayer. Let's be in the mood of worship. Let's be in the mood of prayer. We are still in the mood. What about if we leave the mood? Will we still pray? Come on. What about if you are not in that fluctuation? Prayer should be for us a custom. Come on. It should be a custom. It should be a habit. Something we are used to. Not a situation. Not an occasion. And not a fluctuation. It should be something we do as a habit. We should pray regularly. But the issue, I'm just going out of my notes. I'm just flowing here with you. The challenge I sense is this deceit of the devil. And what I did last few weeks talking to you about the word of God is still the challenge here. We've often talked about this and the challenge. But we feel, and many believers feel, that unless they pray 1 hour, they should not pray. No. Come on. You take Pierre, like she does. 2, 3. You're eating something through your mouth, right? Let's say, I'm trying to say you are eating. Granuts. Come on. Kwekere. Plantain chips. I know they form. Say, why did you say kwekere? Don't you know it's as kwekere? I should not say kwekere. Why? Because I'm pastor. Kwekere. Be like, be shouting, chips. She won't come. Say kwekere. She'll come. So you take that and you're doing that. Come on, you do that. You say, and we when it comes to prayer or the things of God or Bible reading or prayer, like I'm saying now, we feel that if we pray 1 minute, it's not prayer. So many a times we don't pray because we feel that we're not praying long. It's like I'll pray, but I don't have up to 1 hour. You don't need to have up to 1 hour. It's not like you are snacking. It's not like you are snacking. Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy. Today has just been a great day. You've just been good to me. I'm walking down my stair. Upstairs, I stay 2 stories up. And I'm coming down as I'm going out. I spent some time in the morning already with God. But as I'm walking down, it's not just walking down like a robot. I'm saying, Father, I thank you. Today is just a great day. I'm going out. And I'm coming out. Father, I thank you. I'm all the time. That's when Paul says, pray without ceasing. He's not saying that we can just be praying 24/7 as if we won't get to go to work and do what I mean. No, he just meant, let prayer be a habit. Without ceasing, all the time. You just pray here, pray here. And the devil always, he cheats us. We say, if I read a chapter of the Bible, I've not read the Bible. If I pray 5 minutes, I've not prayed. If I pray 2 minutes, I've not prayed. I'm going to find this for you. I think we'll find that here, but we'll find the scripture for you. I'll show you maybe when we get into it. And it's beautiful when we open up our hearts and we learn the fact that prayer should just happen naturally from inside of us all the time. We should pray without ceasing. Pray all the time. I'll call that prayer, that kind of prayer, snacking. Come on, spiritual snacking. So can we begin to spiritual snack? We're developing some terms now. Spiritual snacking. You're just reading your Bible three verses, and then go, I'm coming. Just put something there and go. That's spiritual snacking. You just take something. And then just, Father, I thank you. Jesus prayed a very short prayer. Spiritual snacking, Jesus. Look at John chapter number 12. John chapter number 12, please. Move. John 12, I think 28. You see that now. Can you go to the previous verse, please? Sorry. I give you my verse, but sometimes I want the church to get the context. One more verse back. Let's see. Okay, so we just jump in from here. You will see that. Will you see what I'm saying? If any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. You see, he's talking now. He's talking, right? Next verse. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. But for this cause came I into this hour. Next verse. Father, glorify thy name. You see, it's in italics. He prays there. That is a prayer. He's not talking now. In a moment, in the midst of his preaching, he says, Father, glorify your name. Then came there a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified and I will glorify it again. You know, you say the shortest verse is Jesus wept or whatever. This is Jesus' shortest prayer. Father, glorify thy name. Can you say that right now in this church? Father, glorify thy name. Can you say, Father, glorify thy name in my life? We have prayed. We just prayed. You just prayed. Come on, I thought you'd be excited about that. You're praying. Just like that. You open up your heart and you talk to God. That's what prayer is. Prayer is, we use the word kabash. Kabash. And then maybe when you are praying, or you see them say, this one has spiro. You know, spiro. We use all many of it. But prayer is simply, I've told you many times, I've told you what it is. Open up your heart to God. Communion with God. Communion. Just communion. Are you here? Father, glorify thy name. We must learn to pray as a habit. Now, if you pray like this, you can really pray without ceasing. I can tell you. I go through the day full of prayer. Full. You don't say, Pastor, I'm tired at work. When I come back, I'm very tired. If you have prayed through your day, you would have prayed. You know, if you pray like this, 1 minute, 30 seconds, yes. If you accumulated this to a bottle, you would have prayed one full bottle of prayer. I don't know. You see, it's not connected because people are thinking, no, Pastor, prayer is all night. Jesus prayed all night several times. We have it in scripture. I think I'll show you if I have the time. But he prayed all night. He prayed all manner of prayers. And then he prayed short prayers like this too. And the devil must not be deceived. And to think that we have not prayed because we have not prayed 30 minutes. Have you prayed today? Pastor, I've not prayed. It's not because I don't have a chance. No, it's like oxygen. You don't need to have chance to breathe. Father, glorify your name. Father, I trust you. I trust you as I go out to meet this person now. You are going to the place. They just summoned your Oga to the above. You are climbing upstairs to see Oga. Father, I don't know what it is, but there are many liars in my office. Deliver me, O God. Have you prayed? This thing that you people have done to me in this office, this thing people have done, I want to take it to God in prayer. Why not just take it to God in prayer now? You could die before you get there. No, I'm not joking, no. You are waiting till 1 hour. 1 hour is the occasion. Come on. That's our occasion. Then some people are relating with God based on situation. When they have hit lies upon lies, then you call. Pray for me. John, you know, situation will make you bundle prayer. Then situation, nobody will tell you. You are up at night and you are praying. Oh God, deliver me. It will go, deliver me. Oh God, deliver me. Say, what will happen? When the heavy situation calm down, you lose prayer. But prayer should be a habit, a custom. Come on. Yes, sir. I'm preaching now. So it's not about a mood. You can pray all the time. So imagine you pray like that. You're not going to say, this thing one and two, I get there. No. They say, you just get to your desk in the office. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you. You gave me this job. I didn't get it by my power. I didn't force myself into this matter. Lord, this people have lied against me, but you will deliver me by your power. And I thank you, Lord, because you hear me always. I say, thank you, Lord. No, I will still go and pray sometime, but I'm praying now as a habit. Come on, I'm praying as a habit. That's what this is. We must. So, if you have you prayed? Yes, you have prayed. Come on. Some of us have situations in our lives. We have situations in our lives, but because we don't have 30 minutes to give to prayer, we actually don't open our mouth at all. That's a problem. That's what we must break. That's what I'm teaching you now. Prayer as a habit. So I may never even get 30 minutes to an hour, because by the time I get home, my children, I don't know about other people's kids. They are like, I tell people, without stress, they are like machines. They don't eat, they don't sleep, they don't do anything. They just are alive, permanent. They don't sleep. We beg them, eat. That's what they eat. You just show the pain, how people beat you. They won't eat. They can go without food. Then sleeping. What does not eat and does not sleep? So like machines, they don't eat, they don't sleep. You beg to eat, beg to sleep. When you say sleep, sleep. So imagine I come back from work, tired. I've been praying. I've been working. I've been studying. I've been reading books. I read a lot of books. I'm reading, I'm tired. So when I come back, then I'll change the book. I read up to 2-3 books per time, because I can't keep reading one book. And it is too difficult. So I read a kind of, maybe like a biography. A biography is easy to read. I'm enjoying myself. Are you here? I read a biography, then I read a spiritual heavy book, then I read something, then I read my Bible and do that. Then do I walk, see patients, do that. When I get home, daddy, then the night starts. You not do that while you're getting night. So if I don't, and I say so, it means, brothers and sisters, I don't have time to pray. What about if prayer becomes a habit? What about if I pray a minute, 3 minutes? What about if I just turn my chair and I just, wow, I say, Father, I thank you, Lord. I'm praying for church. I'm praying for this person. Lord, pray. And I pray 2-3 minutes. A patient is here to see me. All right. And then I get back. All right, come in. And I'm finished. I say, Father, I thank you. And I pick up the book and read. And what about if I live like that? I can pray even an hour without knowing it. I can pray like Apostle Paul says, pray without ceasing. It's a privilege for me right now that I walk. Because you tell me, Pastor, you are full time. You're coming to church office. No, I don't come to church office. So I go to work. Clinic, really. Apostle Dan was in my office sometime, and I have some medications at home. I buy stocks of these things, so I keep some at home, and then when they finish, I bring them to. So he was there, he was in my office, and so I was like, oh, I need to bring this drug, bring that stuff tomorrow. I have some at home, I'll bring it. And he was like, Pastor, you are trying to. Say, if it's me, I mean, I'll forget the drug at home. Like, I can go. I said, no. I mean, so I'm trying to let you know that I'm diligent with my work. You can't come to me and say, oh, the drugs are finished. This have been. No, I do everything. I'm the CEO, so I own it. So it can't crash. It crashes on me. The stock taking, staff, patient care, everything is on me. And I pass all this job. So you can't tell me that you don't have time. I know what it means not to have time. Because I work. It's a privilege. I say it's a privilege because I really, soon, and I told you on Wednesday, I'll stop working. But right now, it's a privilege. And you can't tell me, somebody says, Pastor, you know my day. I'm like, eh? Oh, yeah. Go. What's your day? I'm the owner of the clinic. It means everything is on me. Ministry of Health, Board of Eternal Revenue, signboard. Yes, you don't have idea. They come, papers, documents. I do all that. So I do all that. I stock the pen. I treat clients. And I come and I preach. Somebody says, can't read Bible. And I read Bible. And I pray. Are you here? The secret is a habit. It's not a function. So are you a pastor? Are you not a pastor? Anything. I'm a human being, Christian human being. I'm a believer. No, honestly, I don't go out and introduce myself. I'm pastor. Never. Not truthfully. Never. People that know me, I never go out and say pastor. Because we are just Christians. Can we just be Christians first? I'm acting right now as a Christian, a believer. Read Bible, pray, do that stuff. Have meetings. There's some energy I put into it, and there's a call upon my life. I know, but I mean, you can function as a Christian. This is me functioning as a Christian. So you can have time to pray. You have time to pray. Come on. We tell your neighbor, I have time to pray. No, you are confessing. Confess. Okay, I said, okay, you have time to pray. No, confess to your neighbor.
neighbor, I have time to pray. Lie to say you don't have time. And if you pray like this, Father, glorify the name. That's Jesus. You know, that's why it's in italics, in case you are doubting. Father, glorify the name. Simple, short prayer, but he was praying. Are you here? As his custom was. In Luke chapter number 11, we didn't go to Luke 11 1. I just threw this in there to help you. Luke 11 1. Luke chapter number 11 and verse number 1. I want to show you something else. I want to show you Jesus. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. Are you here? And it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach us to pray. Well, if you want to think about it, was this like 4 hours prayer, 5 hours prayer, 7 hours prayers? Come on. If you don't talk to me, I can't preach. Come on. This was a short prayer. This was very short. Thank you. Because the Bible says it was praying. They knew it was praying. I remove. The Bible says, guy, that's what you did just now. We want to pray like you. So this was not, they would have been afraid if you just finish all night and came out in the morning. You say, teach us to pray all night. No, we cannot die. We cannot die. They didn't ask at that time. I'm trying to paint a picture for you. This was a short prayer. There's no way. Because he was just praying and he ceased in their front. In their presence. He prayed and ceased. So he most likely started in front of them and finished in front of them. So now say, teach us to pray so we can be praying like this. And the prayer that he gave them, we know it's very simple. If we recite that prayer right now, we'll finish in less than 2 minutes. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Simple. Are you here? Brief prayers. Jesus prayed like this many times. Many times. He was praying like this. They saw him praying all the time. They saw Jesus praying all the time. Teach us to pray. He was praying like this. He ceased. Then disciples said, teach us to pray. So he started in front of them and just finished up. Or something, he just shot. I'm trying to say prayer should be a habit. And I think I believe that this is getting to you. I trust God that the Holy Spirit is using this word. Because the key for this message is, I'm not saying we shouldn't pray all night. I'm not saying we shouldn't come for 31 hours. I'm saying that we must learn to have a habit of talking to God. A habit of prayer. All through our day. All through our day. And we can actually truthfully pray without ceasing. Truthfully pray without ceasing all the time. If you, something difficult might happen in the office, something tough, like I said, something happens, you just say, Lord, this thing, and you pray. So you can pray, yes, I'm not saying it's bad also to pray for a situation, because of a situation, you should pray. But I'm saying, will it not be best we also learn to pray as a habit? We can pray for occasion, as a matter of occasion, we're praying and fasting together, or for a situation, or maybe you feel like praying, I don't have a problem with that. But we should also learn to, come on. Are you here? Or let me give you an example. Maybe this one will stay. It's like you ate by 4 p.m. Somehow, maybe you are at the friend's place and he says, come and eat. And he didn't know you would take that to be real, come and eat. And you went and ate and you became full. That's 4 p.m. I don't know if that happened to you, but it happens to me. And then you ate with your friend. And then the guy is like, hey, I for no thought he may come eat too. But where? We'll be friends. No, Allah. I'll be here. Next time. And then you get home. And it's 5:30, 6, 7. And you're not really hungry. But you tell yourself, if I don't eat some more to top up, this thing will wipe me for night. I don't know. You're not really hungry, but you top it up. I don't know, right? So, you are eating now by this 6:37 because that's actually the habit. So you are eating now not because you are hungry. There's no situation. There's no occasion. Come on. You're not even in the mood. Are you still here? This is not a fluctuation. You're not in the mood. But you are eating because of time as a matter of habit. Thank you, sir. So can I write on?
Yes, sir.
All right. So you are eating now, not for occasion, not for situation, not for hunger, not for fluctuation. You're not in the mood to eat, but you are eating because it's a habit. It's around this 7 o'clock. Now you're supposed to eat. If you eat four, you are not really hungry, but it will carry you through the night. So can we pray? Can we learn to pray as a habit? As a habit, we are praying all the time. It's not about situation. We should do all that. Whenever there's an occasion, tarrying 1 hour, we are coming to pray on Wednesday, we are doing other stuff. Please, join us to pray for the occasion. When there's a situation, cry out to God. Hold in tight. When you feel in the mood to pray, somehow people are praying, you are hearing your neighbor speaking in tongues, chap, alaka, by like, whoo, shatara, malaka, join. I don't mind. Come on. No, it happens to me. A lot of things happen to me. I don't know that they happen to you. I don't know if you guys are real. No, sometimes I'm just going and I'm hearing somebody praying somewhere, maybe the other couple, somebody is praying in tongues. Oh, Father, I worship you. Or somebody is singing. Okay, let's take singing. Somebody is singing on the other company. Just, Father, I worship you. I give you praise. And shouting like, why they shout? But finally, in me, praise begins to come up. You are in the mood to praise, no problem. But you also just praise or sing or pray as a matter of habit. Can we pray as a matter of habit? It's powerful. Pray as a matter of habit. Let's go to Daniel chapter number 6. This is powerful. Daniel chapter number 6. In the book of Daniel chapter number 6, and verse number 10. Now we know the story. This is Daniel going into the lion's den. And this is the reason he was thrust in the lion's den. They say, nobody should pray to any other god apart from the king. So we jump into what Daniel does. Now the Bible says, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. And his windows being open in his chamber, he didn't close window, towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did. How many times a day? Let's go back to the that's what I like. He was praying as he was eating. You eat morning, afternoon, evening, breakfast, lunch, dinner. He too learned to pray 3 times a day. It was like now, so we eat as a matter of custom. Like I said, you can also pray as a matter of custom. It is that hour of prayer. It's not about a situation. Nothing they happen for office. Patient they come, money they flow. But I'm still praying. Come on. I'm sick, Father, I thank you. It's a matter of a habit. Daniel prayed 3 times a day. And the beautiful part again, he says, as he did aforetimes. So he was praying 3 times a day. He was praying regularly. That was his custom. And they knew. They knew. So they came to wait for him. They knew the time. 12 o'clock, Daniel was going to go pray. If we must catch him, we must catch him in the act. It was not a random thing. The Bible says 3 times a day. This thing was not random. Are you here? Holy Spirit. I know maybe you've gotten the point, right? If you've gotten the point, that's a good thing. But I want the Spirit of God to work it in our hearts that beyond a good message, beyond something that we think is good, that we begin to pray regularly as a habit. The prayer habit of a smart believer. I mean, you are smart. This is the best thing to do. You pray all the time. He prayed aforetimes. They knew when he was going to pray. This was a habit. It was not something he did sometimes and later sometimes he did not. He did it all the time. It was a custom. 9 o'clock, Daniel is going to pray. Excuse me, please. 2 minutes, 2 minutes. And they come. He goes out and he's praying. Then he comes back. Okay, well, what were you saying again? 12. Here they go again. Daniel don't come on again. So people now knew that this was his custom. So when they set the trap for him, they knew where to go and wait for him. And that's what we get in that, but I don't want to read a long passage. I don't know, can you see that there? So, the writing was signed. He went into his house. His window was being opened in his chamber towards Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees 3 times a day. He did it that morning, 3 times. They watched him. So they want to get proof so they can tie him. He did it in the morning. I don't, 3 times a day, more like morning, afternoon, evening. This is again in the evening. And I'm going to say, as he always did, he didn't change the time. That was his custom. And the custom. Daniel had a prayer custom. And we love the spirit of Daniel. Many of us pray for God to give us the spirit of excellence, the spirit upon Daniel. Let us still pray that God will give us the spirit, habit of prayer. Come on. That we too will begin to pray like this. We'll have a habit of prayer.
I know you are getting this. I know you're getting it. But I want to show you more scripture. I think we need more scriptures. And they'll get this thing down as well. Right on, Abby? They are joining you. They are joining you. Alright. Daniel prayed three times. So it's a custom. We saw David. Praise, that's praise anyway, but seven times a day. We see Daniel now, three times a day. You know, in the early church, they had the hour of prayer. The hour of prayer. And I think it's powerful if we can invoke that again in our lives. And that's something I want to say to you from my heart to yours. It will be beautiful if you can, if your work might not, but if you can to kickstart this habit, if you can set a time, 9 a.m., 9 a.m., once 9 o'clock, I pray, 9, 12, 3, 6. Did this, don't listen now. So you pray. Now, and I'm not now saying you now pray 30 minutes and so, no. 9 o'clock. Once it's 9 o'clock, you do whatever you're doing, it's 9 o'clock. You can set an alarm. Pray. You know, and I was when Port Harcourt, and I saw Apostle Dan. He didn't even know I saw this, but it was beautiful. I saw him when his phone came up. Prayer. Time for prayer and all that. It just came up, time of prayer, and we're eating there. So I saw it was phones, but I thought time of prayer. Oh, that's beautiful. You help yourself. We have technology to help us. So set up the time. 9 a.m. You just rings prayer time. Just 2 minutes. You can just turn. I do what I do for myself. Is I can turn this way. I have a table this way. I have a system this way. I do. So I just turn, and when I'm here like this, I'm all doing Spiro, Cocoa, Pastoria. Anointed. When I'm here like this, I'm seeing patients. So I just turn this way, and you just pray. You can just, or maybe just put your head down and say, "Don't they sleep? You know they sleep." And then they all arise. You don't arise. You say, "This guy doesn't sleep." And maybe just put your head down. You are praying. You start saying, "Mm-hmm." That's what they do. You hear all those things in your yourself. And you just pray. And you say, "Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for." Thank you for people coming. A lot of thanksgiving. That's just the truth. A lot of things to thank God about. I thank you for today. I thank you because I want to look for trouble. This trouble must come. I thank you because Mr. Ernest in accounting, he will pass today. Today I wore this blue dress, and this dress is very fine. I thank you because he will come to the office today to look for somebody. And this hair, I just made it. I did this hair yesterday. He will see the hair. I'm liking him. Lord, open his eyes. Bring his eyes in his footsteps. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's a good prayer. I said, that's a good prayer. I just gave you tip. Come on. If you're not praying that prayer and you need, be praying that prayer. Just come. It's not a bad thing. Okay, let's go for the guys. Come on. I don't know what to do for guys. It's the same thing. When you dress well, instead of taking picture for yourself, pray that the person will pass. That is the right time for you to pass. In Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. It's true. Come and do wedding, oh! Me, I'm interested, oh! What about you guys? I'm interested. We did one last year. We should be doing it regularly. Come on. All right, you pray. So you can pray. You see, I don't give you something to pray for, but you can just say, "Father, I thank you." I was telling Thanksgiving, but I went to prayer. Father, I thank you because today is just beautiful. I thank you because you're moving my heart to yours. I thank you because what pastor is increasing and growing. I thank you because Pastor Riel is anointed, and you just give him wisdom to lead your church and lead your people in the name of Jesus. I thank you for my parents. Come on, for my parents, my dad, my mom. Thank you for health. Thank you for health. You know, you're just healthy and going. No call from home, no trouble. Baba God, you do much. Thank you, Father. Amen. 9 o'clock. 12 o'clock. You say, "What will I not pray again?" Somebody say, "What will I not pray again?" Really, what will I not pray again? All right. If you don't have to pray for, I'm going to be guiding you. Lord, money. Lord, increase me. Come on. The Bible says the Lord increase you more and more. You and all your children.
So you say, Lord, increase me. I just want to expand. I just want to expand. I want to live for your glory. Lord, glorify your name. Glorify your name in my life. Let my light shine in this office. Let my life shine in this house. Let all the neighbors, let everybody see your light in the name of Jesus. Amen. 3 p.m. Lord, there's this girl, Tolu. Tolu need your salvation. Kai! This message you just sent me on WhatsApp. She needs salvation. Lord, things are just happening in her life. You could just intercede for somebody. I mean, you can pray like that. Well, me, well, I'm a pastor. So you can imagine, all of you, one by one. Some of you just screwing your head. I am screwing it every time. Some of you, I pray, I just screwing your head every time. True. I know you don't. If it's you, some of you know yourself. Okay. You are one of them. I used to wonder, Lord, touch this boy's heart. Let this minister, let it be real minister Alice. Hey, there's so much potential in him, but alas, no get chance. Lord, this pastor will be. Sometimes I'm wondering, should I? What should I do to him? Lord, I pray. Sometimes I don't pray for myself. Lord, control me, Lord. Control my spirit, Lord. I don't want to shout, Lord. I told they shout for this church. No, I pray. I say, Lord. This shouting. Don't go and say, Pastor, that's a bad person. Lord, sometimes I just want to shout on them. They're doing something. Lord, let your spirit just come upon me. Calm me down. Just calm me down. Father, I thank you. Because the spirit of self, I'm not just going to pray for myself. Sometimes doing something. Some of you, I used to pray for you too. Like I just say, why can you not just be coming to church every time? Why would they miss service? Wednesday, I pray for you for Wednesday. Don't know if I miss Wednesday service. You are my prayer. When I say, Lord, this message I want to preach, and it's a very powerful preaching message. Lord, there's this person, let me not call, if I say boy now, they'll say it's you. If I say girl, it's you. There's this person that don't used to come to church. Let him just come and let me give this message. We just change. Anything where they do, right now, Holy Spirit, tell him that you should come to church. Truly, truly, sometimes, you just carry your leg. Ga, ga, ga. Thank you, Jesus. He used to answer prayers. He answers prayers. Let me add one to it. He answers prayers. Whether long prayer or short prayer, he answers prayers. Take that one down. Put it up there. It's a good quote. We say he answers prayers, but we pray short one, we'll say it. Okay, yeah. He answers prayers. Whether it is short, whether it is long, he answers prayers. And you just come. I'll just be happy. So, I mean, some of you are giving me prayer points. So I am saying that I have a lot of things to pray about. That's the truth. A lot. All the time. But even you in your lives, you don't need to be a pastor. You don't need to be a pastor. You are praying. Remember, on Wednesday, I was talking about praying for us. Join us in prayer, right? In prayer. Pray for the church. Pray for more souls to be saved. Pray for us to fill up this place. You know, we are doing three chairs now. We'll do 4 chairs, 5 chairs this way, and grow to the back, and fill up to the back, and fill up to the. We should put somebody else. Somebody comes late, is staying outside because the place is full, and mean the prayer. We are praying for people to come to church. Come on, I'm telling you, join us in prayer. So, all the time, so now I pray and I say, God, those people come to church, and I'm praying, and I say, oh, where is this person? No, but we need more people to come to church, and this place is filled up, and everywhere filled up. And I'm saying, hey, okay, this is now church one. Can we go and establish another church somewhere else? We need more souls to be saved. So I'm praying for that. And you can join in praying for that. You can pray for your financial situation. You can pray for your relationships. Pray for your family, your brothers, your sisters. I mean, there are many things to pray about. Somebody says, you're always praying. What are you praying about? No, that's not real. We can't use films, movies, and entertainment to drown out the things we should be talking to God about. When you finish the movie, you come back to your life. So somebody says, things to pray about. I don't know. I can't pray for long. Really, we can pray for short, we can pray for long, but there are many things to pray about. Come on, am I making sense there? And there's a point to pray all the time. I'm giving you the reason you can pray habitually, because there's always something happening everywhere. Can you pray, Lord, deliver me from evil? Lord, deliver me from evil. Yes, my wife was showing me something, we were broken, and in that moment, she didn't even know that. I just said, Lord God, I pray that your power, by your power, you help them. I saw, I don't know if it was circulated around, I saw people, they're bringing people to the hospital, bring people to the hospital, almost dead. Till they were in a party, they ate something. I'm not talking about five people. I'm not talking about imagine everybody in a party, and the people, somebody put, people have only like to eat party food. I say, what's the crime eating party food? What's the crime? And these people's lives are going. And you know, so just praying, and you just pray for people, and just pray, intercede for somebody else. And things are happening everywhere. Who put something in that food? We don't know. Some people's lives are going. And then you pray. There's always something to pray about. And you say, Lord, deliver me from evil. It could just be you eating that food. You went to a friend's occasion, and they just suddenly bring the food. The people that went there, they didn't know it was going to happen. I mean, they were carrying them, just throw them like that. It was bad. I was bad. And I said, Lord, they just went to a party dressed normal. And then, Lord God. And you pray for them and you say, Lord, deliver me from evil. Ah, if you don't want to pray any prayer, pray that one. No. I told you, there's deliver me from evil. There's this thing, this prayer point, this thing I'm going to go now. This prayer point became something I pray regularly. Somebody came to the clinic. He was trying to open his door. Somebody said, I don't know what to pray for. Pray deliver. Just be praying, deliver me from evil. To the left, to the right, as I go front. I'm coming back from work. I forgot my key in the office. So, let me just, instead of going back to the office, let me just try and open the door. Hit. And trying to open the door. I said, let me just force it open. Force. My door, my to enter house, evening, from work, close from work. Hit, let me just open to the eyes. Hit the eyes are blind. He was not fighting. He's not a bad person. The door has key. The key is in the office. He could equally have just gone back and get the key. You know, in that moment, I prayed for him. There's nothing I could do. Prayed for him, referred him away. There's nothing more I could do. So go see somebody else. And he went there. And I said, God, I've told you this the other day. I said, Lord, immediately, as if I knew what to pray, it was deliver me from evil. This is evil. Who does this to himself? He can never have grudge against somebody else. So somebody was shooting catapult. No, it's me. That is my hand. Then the question goes off and on in his mind. Why did I not just go back? Why did I not this? That's why it's gone. It's not anybody can do about that. Lord, deliver me from evil. We can pray all the time. We should pray all the time. We should pray as a matter of habit. I'm going to let you go today. We'll come next week and then we'll round this thing up next week. I'll show you more scriptures. But my goal in teaching, I know you've gotten the point. That's one thing. I know you've gotten the point. But in teaching, my goal is also to get the spirit. And so that it's not just a good teaching that we begin to practice. So you have between now and next week to begin to practice. It's a habit. It might not just happen to you suddenly, but begin to try. Every time. Just remember, Pastor said we should pray. Prayer is a habit. Lord, I thank you. If you don't have anything to pray for, Lord, I thank you. Lord, deliver me from evil. As I go out today, you are with me. Come back in, Lord, you are with me. I thank you, Lord. Lord, glorify your name. In my life, Lord, be glorified. Be glorified. Lord, glorify your name. And you do that. And you do that. And just pray. I want us to pray as a matter of habit. Somebody blessed today? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we bow our heads today? I say, Father, if there's anything I want more than anything, more than life, is to make prayer a habit. Lord, I want to begin to pray without ceasing. I don't want to just pray when there's an occasion or pray for in a situation. I want to pray as a matter of habit. Help me, just like Daniel, 3 times a day, 9 o'clock, 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, I'm praying all the time. I'm praying. I pray without ceasing. I'm praying all the time. Lord, I want to be a person of prayer. Would you bow your head and pray, Lord, today? I say, Father, I want to be a person of prayer. I want to pray all the time. I want to pray all the time. Lord, give me today, grant unto me today the spirit of prayer, that all the time I'm praying. I want prayer to be a habit. Tell him, pray it right now. This is my desire. I want prayer to be my habit. Pray all the time. Oh, I'm praying for them, Lord. I pray right now. I pray for all those that under the influence of my voice, sharing this message right now online, all around the world. I'm praying for them. I'm praying, Lord God, that they begin to pray as a matter of custom, as a matter of habits, in the name of Jesus. Grant us the spirit of prayer, that we become a praying people. That what pastor church become a praying people. That every member of this church begins to pray. They're praying regularly, praying all the time as a habit. Lord, grant unto us your spirit today. Oh, Shatabaka Sataramahande. Come on, pray for yourself. Lord, I want prayer to be like oxygen. I want to pray all the time. Grant unto me the spirit to pray. Help me, Lord. This is my desire. I'm praying all the time. I'm praying without ceasing. I'm praying without ceasing. Oh, God. Come on, these few moments of prayer. Somebody brings a job for you and you don't know how to do it. You don't know how to do the job. You don't know how to do the job, but you can pray. And then you begin to pray. Lord, help me do this job well. I don't know how to do this job. You might be a tailor, maybe an engineer, and they give you a task, and you don't know how to do that task. You can write there in that moment, Father, help me. A simple prayer. Father, help me. And you pray. Oh, Shadalaba Broko Sitala Makalamandus. Rukole Bromde Sigala Bayasa. Oh, Labashantari Gelesi. Lord, I want to pray. This is our moment of prayer. This is the occasion of prayer. And you are praying in this moment. Lord, help me be a praying person. Help me, Lord. I want to pray. On the job, at home, for my children, for my wife, for my family, for my parents, for my finances, for my health. There's so many things to pray about. Lord, from today on, prayer is activated. I'm now a praying person. Oh, I'm a praying person now. Oh, I thank you, Lord. By virtue of this message, there's grace in my life to pray. I'm praying every time now. Woo! Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing this message to me. Thank you for bringing this word to me. Thank you, Lord. I'm a praying person now. There's a grace with this. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Sadabalakose. Shito le mombro dos kosala. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The Bible says the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered by God. Lord, hallelujah. Can we just practice? I want us to begin to pray. Can we just practice like now? Just pray for the week. And we can take a scripture like the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. Lord, as I go out this week, you order my footsteps. I come back in, order my footsteps. Your word says we are blessed going out, we are blessed coming in. No evil report in my life. Can you pray for yourself now? 2 minutes, come on, pray. Come on, pray. This week, I go out blessed. I come be blessed. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Yes. The lines are falling onto me in pleasant places. Contract is coming. Job is coming. Clients are coming. In the name of Jesus. They see my sign. They were about to pass, but they see the sign. They see the sign. They say, I don't like you. I don't even know why I like you. But I want to buy from you. I want to do business with you. I don't know why I want to give you this contract. But we are giving it to you. In the name of Jesus. This week, I'm going on. I experience promotion in my life. Yes, I find favor in the eyes of those who look at me. They see me and they just favor me. They just love me. Because your favor is upon my head. Come on, favor is upon my head. Blessings upon my head. In the name of Jesus, grace is upon my head. Grace to function. Grace to do all that I need to do. In the name of Jesus. Come on, this is my week. This is that week. This is that week. Increase, expansion, blessings, promotion. This is that week. In the name of Jesus. Come on, let's practice it now. Pray. Few minutes. The Lord answers prayer. Long prayer, short prayer, the Lord answers prayers. Pray for yourself. Lord, hear my voice. You hear my voice always. Because
because I am your child. I am your son. Come on. I am your son. This is your son speaking now. Lord, bless my family. Lord, bless my parents. Take that sickness away now. In the name of Jesus. That sickness is lifted now. That pain is gone now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Come on. Come on. Come on. You see, there's so much to pray about. Come on, just look at it. There's so much to pray about. So much to pray about. We could go another 5-10 minutes just and we're praying. Because there are many things you want to talk to God about. But you don't have to wait to be in church. You can pray all the time. You can pray all the time. I want to pray for you now. I want to speak God's blessings into your life. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed. You are blessed. The Bible says, blessings are upon the head of the righteous. I say, blessings are upon your head. In the name of Jesus, you're going out blessed, you're coming in blessed. In the name of Jesus, you are blessed in the field, you are blessed in the city. In the name of Jesus, sound mind is activated inside of you. Wisdom is loud inside of you. You know what to do. Every time you are walking in wisdom, in the name of Jesus, they cannot trap you with your words. They cannot trap you in the wrong place. Because the footsteps of the righteous, they are ordered by the Lord. You are always in the right place at the right time. In the name of Jesus, you are preserved. Preserved from evil. Evil by night. Evil by day. You are preserved from every form of evil. In the name of Jesus, I say you are lifted. You are lifted. Blessings upon your head. And no man can curse you. Whom the Lord has blessed, no man can curse. Your hands are blessed. I say your hands are blessed. As you go out to work, blessed. In the name of Jesus. You know what to do. People can do it. They might not be able to do it well. But when the thing reaches your hand, somehow, whether you are treating patients, whether you are working somewhere, and once the thing gets to your table, you will just do it well. In the name of Jesus. Because the spirit of excellence is upon you. The spirit of power is upon you. When they come against you in one way, they flee in 7 ways. In the name of Jesus, I say Red Sea part before you. It looks like an obstacle, but it passed before you. In the name of Jesus, walk through dry ground. In the name of Jesus, I say prosper, prosper, prosper. Thank you, Father. Oh, blessings everywhere. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. What a great week ahead. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Shout glory! Say thank you, Lord! Say thank you, Lord! Hallelujah! You may be seated. Glory to God. Thank you, sir, for teaching us the Word of God. And what do we say to Pastor? You know, Pastor is a teacher. The Pastor teacher, he shows you what to do, and now you know what to do. So on Monday, are you going to pray? On Tuesday, pray. On Wednesday, are you going to pray? Is it only in the morning or in the night? Every time. Hallelujah. Thank you, sir, for teaching us how to be smart. And smart people do the best things. And the best things, read the Bible and pray. Quickly, I'd like us to give our offerings right now. If you're giving your tithe, there is a slip inside the envelope on your seat. Do well to fill it. If you're giving your offerings, you can slot in your offerings into the envelopes. And then if you're doing transfers, this is on the screen. Let's do that quickly. The next minute. So we can prove our offerings as we give to God. All right, I would like us to rise as we provide. Let's rise and prove our offerings as we give to God. Without sitting your hand, Father, I will thank you. Thank you for today. Thank you for your word. Thank you for teaching us your word through your prophets. Thank you, Lord, we come with substance in our hands because you are the one that gives the power to get wealth. And we declare that as we give good measure, praise down, shaking together. I reign over our men, give to our bosom in the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank you, dear Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. I want to look at somebody and tell that person beside you that I serve a very big God. He's always on my side. He's not a for my hand. He's a very big God. Are you ready? I serve a very big God. A very big God. Oh, he's not a for my hand. He's always on my side. I serve a very big God. I serve a very big God.
I serve a very big God.
A very big God. Oh.
Very big God. Oh. He's not a for my hand. He's always by my side. I serve a very big God.
We serve a very big God.
I serve a very big God. Very big God,
oh,
he's
not
there
for my hand, oh,
he's not
there
for my hand,
always on my
side, always by my side. I serve a very big God.
I serve a very big God,
I serve a very big God,
a very big God, oh,
very big God, oh, he's not there for my hand, always by my side. I have a very big God.
I'll say, if you see my God, that's so wonderful. And if you know my God, he's a miracle worker. He they bless me on a regular. Everything I chapter is blessing on his formula. Oh, see my God,
he's a very big God. You may be seated. Sit down briefly for the announcement. And I believe we have some special people in our midst. If today is your first time, can we just see your hand? If you're coming for the first time today, can you just wave? If you're having it for the first time today, just wave. Let's see you. Today is your first time. Can you wave? Come on, let's welcome her. There's somebody behind. Give her a word pastor welcome. Thank you for joining us today. Thank you for joining us. It's good to have you. This is Word Pastor Church. You're welcome. And please, they'll give you a slip to fill immediately after the service. You just come forward and then we'll attend to you briefly before you go. And also, I want to appreciate a lot of us for coming today. Our second timer. You can see some of you. Today is your second time coming. That's good. A round of applause. we appreciate you. Give us a week, a month, maybe 3 months, and then see your life transformed by the word of God. And you know, all we do here are simple things. We just pray and we learn the word of God. And you just see your life moving from glory to glory. And our service time is still 5 p.m. on Wednesdays, and then on Sunday, 9 a.m. And some of us are giving our pastor prayer point on Wednesday. Don't let our pastor pray for you this week. Come around this Wednesday. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Our service today. Were you blessed? Ask your neighbor. Say, were you blessed? And maybe you should ask your neighbor again. Will I see you on Wednesday? What's the response? Come on, can we rise to our feet? Let's rise to our feet and thank God for the words we've heard today, the knowledge you have received today. Sovra dele mondo sakabara didahai. Rendo sakova hatas. Thank Him for the week. You have already prayed for the week already, and it's successful. And then, Father, we thank You. Thank You for Your word that has come. Thank You for our ability to do. Thank You, remembrance. The Holy Ghost will remind us of these things, and we'll pray always without ceasing. Power working in our lives and working in this church. We give You all the praise of God. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Say amen. And what pastor? Come on, it's three people. What pastor? To the ends of the earth. What pastor? To the ends of the earth. What pastor? To the ends of the earth. Thank you.